It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program. What will be a short week. We are here through Wednesday, and then we'll be off Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. And I hope that some of you have the same schedule. If not, well, we will have syndicated programming for you on Thursday and Friday, our network stuff. We will also have on Thursday for Thanksgiving, the traditional other radio stations, but first time here on WBSM, at least as far as I know. I don't think they ever did this in the past, but if I'm wrong, somebody let me know. But we will have the airing of Alice's Restaurant. Technically, the name of the song is Alice's Restaurant Massacre, or Massacre, but Arlo Guthrie says Massacre in the song. But yes, we will have Alice's Restaurant on three times on Thanksgiving. That's the current plan anyway. Noon, 3, and 6. And that may change a little bit just as I'm trying to figure out how to finalize everything. I'm still getting everything all pulled together. Still figuring out how to have it work as best as I can get it. But that's the tentative plan. And if it changes, I'll let you know. And hopefully you'll tune in to hear it. And if you didn't hear the news on Friday, this was a sad bit of coincidence. Because as I'm making the plans to do this, and as I'm working with Jason and Michael Rock to make sure that we can do it, the news comes down on Friday that Alice herself has passed away. Which I never even really thought about, kind of the true story behind this. I knew that there was a real person that inspired Arlo Guthrie's story, but I didn't know the real story of Alice Brock until she passed away on Thursday, but we found out about it on Friday, and I was writing up the story. And you can read it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But it's a sad story. I mean, we didn't get too much into the sad details, but for someone who was so integral to the success of that song, it seems like she was kind of left by the wayside over the years by it. Now, she did become an artist and an author, but she was also someone who kind of lived in the shadow of that song, but also, you know, made out on it too. She had restaurants for many years based on the success of that song. But they kind of lost touch over the years, Alice Brock and Arlo Guthrie. She was his teacher. Well, she was his librarian in school, in high school. That's how he got to know her and her husband, Ray. And that's how he came to be staying with them that Thanksgiving, as he was in college at the time and spent the summer with them before college and then went to college and then came back and spent Thanksgiving with them. And of course, his father was legendary folk artist Woody Guthrie. And I don't know why he decided to go to the Brocks instead of going home on Thanksgiving. I know news stories of the time said that his father was ailing. Well, news stories from Friday said his father was ailing. So maybe that had something to do with it. He didn't want to go home. And if his dad was sick and he'd been at college and could have picked up anything, who knows? I don't know. But he spent Thanksgiving 1965 with the Brocks, and that inspired the song, which they describe it as a shaggy dog story, that song. And a shaggy dog story is something where there's a lot of detail, kind of unnecessary detail, to kind of draw out the story. And that's what the Alice's Restaurant portion of the story does, is it draws you in to become the anti-war song that the track really is. So you'll get to hear that on Thursday if you haven't heard it before. And I would recommend giving it a listen a couple of times. It's 18 minutes and 34 seconds long. But it's something that I first learned about when I was a kid, thanks to my dad teaching me that, you know, they play this every year on Thanksgiving, and my uncle playing a lot of Arlo Guthrie music. And then when I was in college, I don't remember what course it was at UMass Dartmouth. I think it was an American history course or an American lit course. Yeah, I think it was it was in the English building, so it had to have been American lit. And I used to somehow convince the professor to let us play these long songs and digress and break them down. And so we did American Pie and we did Alice's Restaurant. We got to sit there in a class and listen to the entire 18 minutes and 34 seconds. And it was, you know, it was American history. It had a vital lesson to it, but a lot of those kids in the class was the first time they'd ever heard that song. And it's become a Thanksgiving staple. Now, in my story, I suggested that it was Ken Shelton who started playing that, started that tradition, because he started that on WBCN. But he said, he sent me a message over the weekend and said he was actually just one of many that started doing that. So I'll correct that article later on. But I was referencing a previous reporting that said that he was the one that had started it from an Emerson College story. But however it started, it still has become a Thanksgiving staple, and now it'll be part of the lineup here on WBSM. But just, I thought the coincidence was really weird how, you know, Alice died 7 days before Thanksgiving, the holiday for which she was forever known. So in her honor this year, we will play Alice's Restaurant, and you should have a Thanksgiving dinner that can't be beat. And then the next day, have another Thanksgiving dinner that can't be beat. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. That is the way to reach me. And we have a lot that we can discuss this morning, but I do want to let you know that we have a contest running, and it's a quick contest. It's only a couple of days, but we had some extra tickets to go see Mariah Carey. Actually, we saved some tickets when we had them before. We didn't give them all away. We have tickets to Mariah Carey's Christmas Time Extravaganza happening at TD Garden. It's on Thursday, December 5th. And if you would like a chance to enter to win those tickets, you can go right now to WBSM.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll see Win Mariah tickets. And you can enter there. But we're going to pick our winner tomorrow after the show. Because we have to get the word out to the winner in time so that they have time to send everything back. Because we'll be out Thursday and Friday. So they'll only have a couple of days the week after to get all their information over to Casey and to sign and get the tickets electronically. So it'll be a quick turnaround. So you can enter to win now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And, of course, our ticket giveaways are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy and where you can get all of your Thanksgiving celebratory needs. Whatever you want to bring to Thanksgiving dinner or offer your guests for Thanksgiving or just drink yourself when you're done with Thanksgiving. They have it all at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And if you are lucky enough to win those Mariah Carey tickets, well, you could have a nice little weekend for yourself because you can go see Mariah on Thursday. And then on Friday, you can attend the special holiday tasting event they're having at Stevie's. But you can enter to win now, WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Just go right to the top of the page there. You'll see Win Mariah tickets. And even if you don't like Mariah Carey, somebody in your family does. Somebody in your family wants to go to this show. So this week, too, also, we're going to get some more rain, much needed rain that is coming our way. We will also have the potential for some snowflakes, but I don't think it's going to be snowy here. I'm watching Christina Shaloub's forecast right now on Channel 6. We're going to be getting rain here on Thanksgiving, but other parts of Massachusetts will be getting snow. So keep that in mind if you're traveling, if you're visiting family or have family coming from other areas. Also, they're saying that because there's two significant snowstorms that are going to be hitting the United States this week, you could have a lot of travel issues. Even if you're not traveling to or from areas where there is snow, the snow will affect and impact travel across the board. As we know, it's not always where we're going or where we're coming from that needs to be the problem when it comes to problems with air travel. So just keep that in mind. If you can somehow leave earlier and get ahead of the storm, great. And if you can somehow extend your stay, that's good too, because chances are you might have to do that anyway. And I think that, you know, this obviously, you know, we know Thanksgiving is the most traveled holiday. But something about this year feels like it was going to be more of a mess. Because it is later in the month for Thanksgiving. So people are probably, you know, they didn't plan as well. They probably felt like they had more time to get ready and then time got away from them. At least that's how I felt about this month. I can't believe that a week from now, it'll be December. Less than a week. But it really is flying by, the end of the year here. Hopefully you are getting to enjoy it. I mean, it's weird. As we say, time is relative. Time might move faster for me and slower for you, or vice versa. But it really seems like since the beginning of September, Time just flew by. The summer seemed average to me, you know, about the amount of time you expect the summer to last. But this has just been the blink of an eye from September 1st to now November 25th. It does feel weird having Thanksgiving so late, doesn't it? I say it's all a conspiracy anyway. Think of how many people are getting paid on Black Friday now, right? The final weekday of the month. People that get paid twice a month, but you know, bi-monthly. You're getting your direct deposit. It's going to hit on Black Friday. At least that's what mine says. I thought that was weird because the payroll companies closed that day. I thought they would have pushed it through on Wednesday. But tell me that's not going to inspire people to do some shopping, right? Whether it be going out in person or shopping online. But when Black Friday sales started November 1st, it's kind of hard to get excited for them, right? I was looking for a few things over the weekend and just small stuff around the house. And it kept saying, well, Black Friday sales, Black Friday deals, Black Friday deals. I'm like, I don't need Black Friday deals on a new mop bucket. Like you can just charge me what you were going to charge me anyway for the mop bucket. Not that I'm not happy to save some money, but like you don't need to entice me to buy a mop bucket on Black Friday. I was looking to see if there was one that had wheels on it. Because that's easier, I think, than, and it could be all my years of working in food service and dealing with those, but I find that's easier than dragging a bucket of water around. And then I've been trying to find a new stand, table, whatever you want to call it, for my phonograph, my record player. And I see some of these prices of these, you know, the put together kits that you can order online from Wayfair or Amazon or whatever. And some of them look really cool, but I'm like, I don't have that much space for it. And I don't want to spend $80-$90. And now I've got a cat, so I've got to be careful not to buy something that's going to become a cat cubby. And then he's going to want to climb up and jump on my record player. So I went to the antique store on Saturday. Whenever I'm looking for any kind of furniture, I usually go to the antique store, and I go to the one in Kilburn Mill, the Cove there, because they've got so much furniture in the back, and I like to get something old before I buy something new. And I'm walking all around trying to decide, and there was something I really liked that was like 6 feet tall, but it was $300. I don't know, it was from like the 1920s or something. And then there was another piece that I liked that was from the 1800s. That was like $300. I was like, no. I want to spend like $40. And then I found an old 1950s bar cart that was on sale for $20. So I bought that. It works fine. Records on the bottom, record player and speakers on the top. It works fine. And less space for the cat to try to crawl all over. And I got to tell you, man, this cat is driving me crazy. Just too much energy. We need to get this cat some cat cannabis. Chill him out a little bit. I tried that with my dog. For her anxiety that she never really got over, didn't work. I don't think that it's that the product didn't work. I think it's just her anxiety was too much. She never, in all the years that we had her, she never got over her abandonment issues. But this cat is even more clingy than the dog was. He follows me everywhere I go. I have to be within sight of him all the time. And I'm sure he'll get used to the house and he'll get used to me. And eventually he'll be like, why do I care so much about this guy? But for right now, it's a lot. 508-996-0500. Let me take my first break of the morning and we'll be back in a few moments. Oh, gotta use that mouse. And we'll be right back.
The music played while our bodies displayed through the dance. Then love picked us out for romance. I thought it was clear the plan was we would share this feeling just between ourselves. But when the music changed, the plan was rearranged. He went to dance with someone else. We started.
Well, Shannon, I'd like to let the music play, but it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt. But maybe, Shannon, maybe we can let you let the music play. Now you had your chance for this morning. Take it away, Phil Devitt.
A fatal plane crash in Colorado. The vision for Trump's new Department of Government Efficiency. And no surprises about what topped the box office over the weekend.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Tragedy struck Colorado's Civil Air Patrol on Saturday. A plane carrying three people crashed near Storm Mountain, west of Loveland, Colorado, during a routine training mission. The pilot, Susan Wolber, and aerial photographer Jay Roten were killed. The co-pilot, Randall Settergren, was the sole survivor and airlifted to a hospital with serious injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating the cause of the crash. A hiker died after falling on icy terrain in New Hampshire's White Mountains. 44-year-old Christopher Heiler was hiking the Coppermine Trail area on Friday when he fell. Search crews found him early Saturday morning near the peak at 2,800 feet. Heiler was equipped with micro spikes for traction, but the icy conditions were too much to overcome. This serves as a reminder to check weather conditions before heading out and to be prepared for wintry hazards. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy want to force federal workers back to the office, hoping to trigger resignations. They're tapped to run Donald Trump's new government efficiency office. While many federal employees already work in person, the impact of this policy will vary by agency. Some agencies, like the Department of Agriculture, have high in-person requirements, while others, like the Treasury Department, have lower ones. Experts question the potential cost savings and the impact on employee morale and productivity. Residents in Conyers, Georgia, can breathe a sigh of relief. The Environmental Protection Agency has ended its air quality monitoring around the Biolab chemical fire facility. The fire, which happened in September, released chlorine and other toxic compounds. While air quality concerns eased by October, the EPA continued monitoring as a precaution. Local environmental contractors will now take over air monitoring overseen by the Georgia Environmental Protection Division. And Wicked was the overwhelmingly popular choice over the weekend for moviegoers flocking to see the big screen adaptation of the Broadway musical. And while Gladiator 2 fared well enough to finish in second place at the box office, it was the Wizard of Oz prequel that ascended to number one. Wicked made an estimated $114 million domestically during its debut. Meanwhile, number two, Gladiator 2, showed strong with $55.5 million.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics beat the Minnesota Timberwolves on Sunday 107-105. They are home at TD Garden in Boston tonight to play the LA Clippers. That's at 7:30. Bruins at the Garden to play the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday. And the New England Patriots have a few days to get over their loss to the Miami Dolphins. They host the Indianapolis Colts at Gillette in Foxborough on Sunday, December 1st.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
If you enjoyed Sunday's sunshine, get ready for more of that today, just with a little less wind. Temperatures in the low 50s here on the South Coast today, but things shifting as we get into the rest of the week. Cooler air moves in on Tuesday. Rain also likely Tuesday morning into early afternoon. And Wednesday and Thanksgiving, Thursday, looking dry right now, but we could get more rain late on Thanksgiving into Friday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Back in 508-996-0500 app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We got an app chat message from Jeff in Fall River. He says, do I know anything about the Polar Express that they do on the Cape? He's looking to take his son there. I can tell you that I did it once years ago when my son was probably, I don't know, 5 or 6. I don't know if it's different now than it was then. So that would have been like what? Like 20, I don't know, like probably 2010 or so, 2011. Maybe 2012. Because I think it was when I was between cooking jobs. So 2012. No, that would have been 2011. I don't remember anymore. Time's an illusion. So the Polar Express that I went on was put on, though, by the Wareham Historical Society, I believe. Or like the down, like the Wareham Village Association. It was like one of those groups. So I don't know if this is the same thing. Yeah, it was. I think it was the Wareham Village Association. So if this is different than that, I can't speak to it. But the one that I went on was not that expensive. I think it was $20 for an adult. And it was, you got on the train in Wareham, and the train went all the way down to just before the train bridge. There's a small bridge over where they used to have what used to be Penner's Place restaurant over across from what was Byron's Landing. And there's a little small wooden bridge. And we went that far, and then we turned around, and the train went back in the same direction the other way. And they sang Christmas carols, and Santa Claus came out and gave all the kids candy canes and stuff. And that was the only Polar Express that I can remember taking. So if there's a different one, which I'm assuming the one you're talking about is probably done through the Cape Cod Railroad, I don't know anything about that. I do know that Edaville has their, they don't call it the Polar Express because there's, that's, I mean, I don't know if this is why, but my guess is because it's a licensing thing. But they have their North Pole Express. And they also have Santa's VIP train as well. So you can take either one of those if that interests you. But that just takes you, you know, that's going around the loop. Some of those, I'm not sure if both of those, but some of those special train events that they do at Edaville go down the old line. So you get to go to the part that you don't usually get to go to anymore. I did that last year for the double-headed steam train that they did on New Year's Day. I wonder if they're going to do that again. I'd definitely go back for it. But that was a special event for that. So I don't know if, you know, they utilize that old line. I know that they said that for special things, they usually use the old line. They would love to, and this is in my conversations with Brian and Hannah over there, they would love to be able to restore all of the old track. But the problem is you can't because parts of that area have been developed. So you can never have the old original route anymore. But they're doing what they can to uncover as much of it as they can and to find ways to utilize it. But also you got to think, too, they've got to keep the train moving so they can get as many people on it as possible. That's why they try to use it just for these special events when it's that's the only thing going on is that train ride. So that's just my long-winded way of saying I don't think I know anything about the Cape Cod Polar Express. But any time on a train is a good time to me, as far as I'm concerned. Not Bad says, good morning, Tim. I have been living under the proverbial rock because I had never heard of Alice's Restaurant Massacre. Since you mentioned it last week, I've gone down the rabbit hole researching the song, which appears to be relevant today as it was in 1965. Definitely seems that way. And one thing I'll tell you, so they made a movie of Alice's Restaurant. So the song came out in 67. The movie came out, I think, in 69. And Arlo Guthrie plays himself. Sheriff Obie plays himself. Like, a lot of the people that are in the movie are the actual people that were involved in the original story. Except for Alice herself. She has a cameo, but she didn't feel comfortable playing herself in the movie. So she's played by Patricia Quinn, who you probably know from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, as Magenta. But the movie is available to view for free on YouTube. Like, and it's not even like it's a, you know, grainy upload. Like, this is the best quality that they have upload. You can watch it for free on YouTube. I'm sure it's probably then on Tubi or some of those other apps as well for free. But I was just, as I was looking up clips and videos of it to be able to put into that story, I found the entire movie. Like, that was one of the first things that happened when I searched YouTube for it, was I found the whole movie. It's like an hour and 40 minutes or something. And I remember that being on TV when I was a kid. Like, they would run that on Channel 56. I don't know if they did it on Thanksgiving, but I remember seeing it on Channel 56 before. There was a lot of movies that they used to run on Channel 56 that you just don't see anymore. That was when I first saw one of Tom Hanks' early films, Terror Train. I'm trying to think, what else was Thanksgiving viewing? The Mouse on the Mayflower? That was like one of the few Thanksgiving specials that you could watch. And so you'd get excited because, oh, yeah, yay, there's a cartoon on. Oh, it's the Mouse on the Mayflower. Oh, so boring. And then later on, you know, I learned to appreciate it a little bit more, but as a kid, I was just like, oh, this is so long and drawn out. It's like when you were a kid and you were like, oh, Snoopy Come Home is on. And then you got 20 minutes into the movie and you're like, oh, this is actually really long and boring. Like, the beginning part is exciting. But then it gets pretty boring pretty quick. Once Snoopy takes off, you're like, all right, this is dumb. At least that was my opinion. Maybe you had a different opinion. But there just wasn't enough Thanksgiving specials. I mean, I think, you know, our Thanksgiving TV viewing was based around the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We'd wake up in the morning. My dad would make breakfast. You know, we treated it like a weekend. Normally during the week, or, you know, breakfast was cereal. Maybe some frozen waffles or something, but that's just because my dad worked early in the morning during the week. But on the weekends, he would always make breakfast. And so we would have, you know, French toast or something on Thanksgiving morning while he was making the turkey and getting everything else prepared. Then we'd watch the Macy's parade. And then usually right after the parade was over, we were getting close to Thanksgiving dinner time because we like to eat early so that we could go to the movies afterward. We'd usually go to like a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock movie. Nothing too late, but by that point you felt like it was late. And the Macy's parade, when I was a kid, I remember being pretty exciting to watch because every year there was a new balloon and there were going to be new performances and they would always have like whatever was popular with the kids. Now it has just turned into a giant commercial for NBC. Or probably Peacock as well. You know, Peacock's got a special right now, a series called Making Manson. I'm sure they'll have a musical number where they have like dancing Charles Mansons. Catch Making Manson on Peacock. Like, it's so much promotion. And it's one thing if it's, you know, you're watching it on NBC, you get it, it's part of it. But how much must that be a giant bore snooze fest for the people that are actually there? Like, you want to see the bands, the marching bands. You want to see the Broadway performances. You don't care about the star of the NBC show of this. You don't care about the star of the NBC show of that. Just turned into a giant commercial. 508-996. I'll probably still turn it on anyway if I'm awake early enough on Thanksgiving morning. What's it start? 9, 10 o'clock? I'll probably put it on in the background while I'm getting ready. Because it's tradition. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, not only that, but if you're not aware of this, the WBSM app, you could actually have that playing as your alarm clock. You can set that to wake you up in the morning. And that means that if, you know, you wake up and you're not quite awake, you're kind of in that in-between state and you're talking in your sleep and somebody hears you. Like your significant other is like shakes you and says, honey, you're talking in your sleep. You're talking in your sleep. You can be like, no, I'm not. I'm talking to Tim. My alarm clock is the WBSM app, so I can hear Tim when I wake up. So I'm talking to Tim. I'm not talking in my sleep. No, I don't do that. I talk in my sleep. It doesn't matter now because I live alone. Well, I mean, the cat can't understand what I'm saying. But apparently I talk gibberish from those who have been around me when I'm asleep, but I still talk in my sleep, which is not a surprise since I talk all the time anyway. So I mentioned earlier, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, is having their special holiday mini tasting coming up on Friday, December 6th. But they also have a couple of specials going on right now that could probably help you out for your Thanksgiving celebration. But you got to get down there while supplies last, because right now, if you purchase Black Tot Rum or Blackpool Spiced Rum, they're going to give you a quart of eggnog. So you can mix that up for Thanksgiving, some Black Tot Rum or Blackpool Spiced Rum, and get a quart of eggnog on Stevie's. Or maybe you're not a rum person. Maybe you're more of a whiskey person. Well, right now, if you purchase their Legend Whiskey or Baker's Whiskey, you also get a quart of eggnog on them. But again, while supplies last. So whether you like whiskey and eggnog or rum and eggnog, they'll have some of both for you there. You just got to make sure you get there while supplies last. And those are just some of the great special deals they put on, pop-up deals that you can find on their social media channels at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Instagram and Facebook. I'll be over there. I'm probably going to go tomorrow because I want to avoid the Wednesday rush. And grab some things to bring over my sister's house for Thanksgiving. And, you know, those sound like good ideas. Rum and eggnog and whiskey and eggnog. And it's okay if the eggnog runs out, because we always have plenty of eggnog in my family's holiday events. Although I'm the only one that drinks it. I always say, does anybody want any of this? Nobody ever wants any. And then I pour myself a big, big cup of it and get about three sips in and say, ooh, that's enough. Because, man, I love eggnog. I really do. I used to whip it up at the diner and make it for myself, like in the off season. I'm a big eggnog fan. But I don't usually put alcohol in it. I usually just drink it straight. Maybe this year, maybe we'll do some mixing. Let me take my final break, and then, caller, I'll get to you if we have some time when we come back. If not, I'll have to have you hang on until after the news. But we'll be right back. All right, let's finish.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.